Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Muscle Queen Weekly. Episode number 4, we are here. But before I get into it, calm down. It's not coming home! Sorry! If you're a football fan, I do apologise, but oh my god. I've heard it's coming home so many times, and I just really wanted to put it out there that it's not coming home. It really isn't. I had the funniest encounter the other day. This was like 2 days ago, walking through the city centre, and there were these kids. You know when you got your day trip out when you're a kid, so you're holding hands with your buddy, and they're walking you down two by two, and they just stopped suddenly, right where I was at, and then the teacher's like, right, okay, 3, 2, 1, go. And they all just stood there, lifeless, looking at the floor, going, it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming. I just walked past, and my friend that I was with, we were just like, what on earth was that? I mean, I'm all up for being patriotic, but do not force the kids to sing It's Coming Home, because most of them were girls. I probably don't care anyway. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I can't stereotype, but oh, it was so funny. So, so funny. You had to be there. Okay, so today's episode guide, I'm going to have a 10-minute rant about the impact of restrictive dieting. So you most definitely would have come across some form of restrictive dieting throughout your weight loss journey. So examples of this is Juice Plus, Huel, Slim Fast, trying to think of another one now. The 1000 calorie military diet. Yes, that's another one. You might not have even heard of that before, but whoo. Anyway, I'm about to blow off at that. Even me just saying all those, I'm like, I'm bouncing on the spot and I'm like, ooh, it's riling me up with passion, fury. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about these because I'm trying to educate you guys, if you are interested in the information anyway. I'm trying to educate you on making better choices to suit your lifestyle, and that will actually be better for you in the long run. So don't make the mistakes that some supplement companies want you to, just purely for their profit. So what's the impact on that sort of dieting? So to start things off, if you think about it, most restrictive diets, essentially what they do is they take you from whatever you're doing now that's made you gain weight to a huge restriction in some form of food group or calories altogether. So obviously the 1000 calorie military diet, that's just essentially making sure that you only eat 1000 calories a day. The juice sort of based diets, that's essentially meal replacements. So rather than eating a good quality meal, you know, like some porridge oats in the morning, and then at lunchtime, you know, a nice chicken salad with some quinoa and avocado, you're just basically drinking a flavoured shake with synthetic vitamins and minerals pumped in there. Now, I'm not being funny, but if I came up to you in the street and I was like, would you like to live the rest of your life on a liquid diet? I'm pretty sure you'd be like, no, what's the reason I'm having a liquid diet? Am I in hospital? What? It's just like, why would anybody want to? I mean, apologies if you do like having a liquid diet. I'd be intrigued for you to message me and tell me why you'd like it so much. But I'm pretty sure for most of us that we actually wouldn't want to live our lives on a liquid diet. Now, the issue with this, I've actually had a relative that's done this, a few relatives actually, because they've tried to lose weight, and you know, the trend in the industry, you hear about these, especially Juice Plus. Juice Plus had a huge boom in the industry of people trying to lose weight because it was promising results within 30 days. And obviously, if you take someone that's eating 3 solid meals a day and possibly, well, most likely overeating, hence why they are trying to lose weight, to just 3 shakes a day or 4 shakes, whatever it is, of course you're going to lose weight. The reason for that is because you've created a deficit. Now, the issue with restrictive diets is that it's a huge deficit. So what happens is you normally get rapid weight loss, but what happens within this is that you normally get really cranky because you're not actually full from these shakes, or you might think you are for the first sort of 45 minutes or an hour, But then because you actually haven't got sufficient food groups in your body to be broken down properly and give you a good amount of vitamins and minerals, you then just get cranky as hell. Like, I can't imagine, especially my office job days, like, if I only went to work having a shake, I know when I used to answer those phones and I got a complaint call through, I would kick off. If I only had a shake, I'd be so hangry. And this is what happens to most people. I've had relatives where they used to get so cranky because they were just so hungry and they just felt like eating the world. And this is what restrictive diets do to you, is because it restricts you of actually, especially these juice diets, sorry, so to speak, because you're not getting enough fuel in your body, you then just crave everything. And I just can't empathise with the companies that do these sort of diets for people, because they're not thinking about your health and welfare, they're just thinking about making profits. And unfortunately, most of us want a quick fix, we want to lose weight now, and that's why we'll buy into it, because we see people that lose the weight and you're like, oh, they're doing really well. But if you start to peel back the layers, they're a hangry bitch 24/7. They're emotional pretty much all day, every day, because they're not getting enough energy. And they're actually creating a bad relationship with food altogether. So in terms of the juice plus diets and all that stuff, think about your regular week. So you work Monday to Friday. You might work the weekend if you work in hospitality or anything like that. Now, I know most people actually get invited out to events, you know, or do you want to meet up for lunch, vice versa. Can you imagine living a life where you're restricted that much, you have to say no to actually going out and having a good time with your family, your friends? Like, nobody wants that. Like, a health altogether, it's not just physical health, it's social, mental, all of it combined. And if you're living a life that's so restrictive in terms of your diet that it's actually controlling those other aspects of your life, for me, that's not healthy. And I know for a lot of people in the industry that are trying to educate you guys on living a sustained and balanced diet within your life, is that you need to have a good time, it needs to be enjoyable. So as soon as you go into a restrictive diet, you then start to feel guilty for eating real good quality foods. And it should be the other way around. Like, yeah, fair enough, if you go to Nando's and you want to get like the butterfly chicken with chips and some salad, that's not the end of the world. Like, yeah, obviously, like, if you start getting chips, garlic bread, halloumi and all that stuff, it's a big imbalance you've got there. But if you're just drinking shakes all the time and you can never really go out for those occasions, then it's not really worth it. And then because of this guilt that you've got to food, you then start to feel crap about yourself. It's not you that's failing the diet, it's the diet that's failing you. And one thing I want you guys to remember from today's podcast is that when it comes to your success and your weight loss journey, the key three key factors in your success is it whether you or not you actually enjoy it, if it's sustainable, and if it fits within your lifestyle. And restrictive dieting does not allow that, because it has no concept of what your lifestyle is like, and it's so restrictive, so it's not sustainable, and it actually will most likely cause a relapse. So a relapse is just basically you reverting back to your old habits. Because it's so restrictive, and because you're so hungry and your cravings will go up, you have a very high percentage of relapsing back to what you were doing before. And that's why restrictive dieting is related to the yo-yo effect of weight loss and you trying to get to where you want to be, because you invest your money and your trust into these companies that have got these false promises. You lose the weight initially, but because of that relapse and it with it being so restrictive, you end up back to where you started. So how do you get out of it? Now, there's essentially three elements that you need to do to flip it and get back on track with sustainable weight loss and actually enjoying it as well. So those three elements are, first of all, your three main meals within a day. Base that around a good quality protein source. Now, I actually got a post on my Instagram page for the importance of this. I posted it on Monday, so go and check that post out for more information as to why protein is so important. That's at RTF_training. Okay, so if you base your three main meals around a protein source, all you need to do around that is your portion control. So at least a quarter of your plate should be filled with carbs and the other half, salads, veggies, make it colourful. Number two, you need to make sure that you actually enjoy your diet. So don't then think that because you're dieting to lose weight that it has to be really boring, plain chicken with broccoli and rice. Mix things up, make food that you enjoy, and just look for the healthier options or reduce the amount of rice you'd normally have. So I used to do this. I used to love having chili con carne, and I used to do the big old, right, okay, I'm gonna put shitloads of rice in there. The whole plate will be covered in it, but then you make a little trench in the middle. So you get your spoon or your fork, whatever you're using, and you make like a huge hole in the middle, and you pour the chili on, and then boom, that used to be my portions. And I used to wonder why I felt like crap straight after having that. So if you're that sort of person that piles your plate with carbohydrates, all you need to do is portion it appropriately, okay? And then number three, the last element, nice and simple. You just need to make sure that you're in a sustainable deficit. So a sustainable deficit within your weight loss journey and your diet, so to speak, can be done by making sure that you don't snack, or making sure that you don't keep running to the fizzy pop that you keep having. So the best way to do this is to track your food intake for about 3 days and then have a look at habits that keep propping up. I know 100% you guys will definitely have habits. I've got my own. You'll have habits where if you actually reduce those or take them out completely, that'll create a bigger deficit than you think. So you don't have to just completely go on this huge restrictive diet to lose weight. Just have a look at what you're currently eating now. Base your three main meals around a good quality protein source, manage your portions, and check out your habits. Okay, and that's pretty much it. If you're still lost after implementing those three elements, or if you're a little bit confused as to how to do that, please feel free to message me. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. And that's pretty much it. So 10-minute round on restrictive dieting and how to flip that round. This week on my Instagram page, I have been ranting on about most of the topics within today's podcast. So if you want more information or some visual information, go and check it out. It's at RCF_training. And that's it from me today. Same as always, if you want me to talk about anything in particular, feel free to drop me a message or any questions. I'm more than happy to help out. Right, I'm going to get cracking with my to-dos for today. I'm going to watch Wimbledon later on. Serena Williams is back at it again. She is an absolutely awesome woman. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day, guys, whatever you're doing. And I hopefully will be hearing from you next week after episode number 5. All the best and take care. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.